ABC Radio Brisbane.
20 to 5. Would more people use public transport if it was free and more affordable? Now, you might recall this came up last week. I had a huge response to this story where I spoke with Tom. Tom is a bit of a train boffin. He loves trains. He commutes, particularly goes past the Coomera area. Tom called for a complete overhaul of the fare system. He wanted free public transport.
It seems like the cost of collecting fares, the cost of the, you know, how much we pay for enforcement, for the card readers, for the gates, you know, we don't know. It's not published. We know how much is collected from fares across Queensland. That's 360 million
yes.
last year. And that's not a, you know, that's not a lot of revenue, actually. You know, and we don't know how much does it cost to collect that.
So what would be a better system, Tom? What do you think would be a better system to encourage public transport use?
I think it's political. I think, you know, from the financial point of view, we could get rid of fares completely, make the system very simple. Public transport is free.
Tom's point was that public transport is a social benefit and that there are hidden costs. He pointed out that most of it's subsidised anyhow, and that while the transport system doesn't particularly, encourage people onto it, that therefore that there are hidden costs, so that there's more road congestion and the like, and there's a whole, you know, police policing it, and the cost of collecting fares and the like. And I had a really quite a strong reaction from listeners saying, yes, please, we see libraries as a public good, so we don't charge for libraries. Consider the same thing with the train. So is free travel the best option? Or what about scrapping zone pricing, which is where you go through a certain zone on the rail network, you have different pricing depending on how many zones you're going through. Let's go to Robert Dow. You'd know Robert Dow as the spokesperson from the lobby group Rail Back on Track. Robert Dow, I got quite a positive reaction from listeners to Tom's suggestion. Do you agree that public transport of trains should be free in Brisbane?
Good afternoon, Steve. No, I'm not surprised you got a pretty strong reaction to the idea of free travel on public transport. We don't think that would be sustainable in the South East Queensland context. There simply isn't enough capacity on the network to deliver free transport for everyone. There needs to be some sort of rationing, and that's done through actual cost of travel. But we think there is a number of things that do need to be done with the fare structure as it is in South East Queensland at present.
Today, like what?
Well, I'll give you an example. This morning, Councillor Vorster from the Gold Coast City Council highlighted the fact that when the tram is extended to run from Broadbeach South through to Burleigh, that will be a two-zone journey, whereas if you travel from Allenvale to Broadbeach South, it's a one-zone journey. It's because of the way the zone boundaries cross through south of Broadbeach, and that's fairly anonymous. I mean, you're paying a two-zone fare to travel half the distance that you're travelling a one-zone fare. So these sort of things can be addressed. One way of doing it is to actually put in a flat fare structure for the various regions in South East Queensland. For example, you can make the Gold Coast, all of it, from Allenvale through to Coolangatta, Zone 5. So all local journeys would be a simple one-zone fare, which is relatively affordable, right? And then if you go outside the Gold Coast zone, you go back to normal zonal fare structure. Now, that's one way of doing it. Another way of doing it is to actually change the way the fares are calculated to a distance mechanism. You have a flag fall and so many cents per kilometre. Now, a number of jurisdictions around the world do that. That's a very equitable system. It gets around all the problems with this zone boundary issue. Now, if listeners would remember that prior to December 2016, we had 23 zones in South East Queensland. That was changed, brought back to 8 zones in an attempt, in part, to get rid of some of these zone boundary problems, but they still exist. So there's plenty of scope for, we believe, improving the present fare structure. Now,
let me just jump in there, Robert Dow. So you don't think it would be workable to have free transport, even though it's heavily subsidised. You think a sort of a flat price across the network it would be preferable. Do you know how much it costs TransLink just to collect fares from commuters each year currently?
No, we're not aware of those figures, as Tom said. We just don't know.
Okay. Okay, so they don't reveal that, but they collect $370 million each year from the fares. But apparently it's actually subsidised anyhow to the tune of 70-80% already.
That's right. Yeah, Farebox, the Farebox only is about 22-24% of the actual cost of the providing the service.
Okay.
So there is a bit of a balance there in terms of that. The problem with...
So what would a flat fare do for travellers? You'd like this. What would it do?
It would incentivise local travel and public transport particularly, right? It would make it very affordable for people to get around their own particular region. You could do the same for the Sunshine Coast, same for Ipswich, same for the Redlands, same for Logan. Local journeys would just simply be a Zone 1 fare. Gets rid of all those boundary problems. Then look at the longer journeys. Perhaps look at that from a distance point of view. Change the way the fares are actually costs are calculated to a distance model. That's very equitable because you simply only pay for what you actually travel on, point to point, and that works very well where those jurisdictions that have it. But TransLink data itself shows that the cost of fares is a problem. It's one of the three worst performing parameters that they monitor. The other issues that cause problems for people that are low frequency of service and the problems with transferring. But the cost of fares is one thing that is very, very poor in terms of the survey data that TransLink produced. So it is time to look at improving the fare system. We're moving to a new smart ticketing system.
Could this handle a flat fee or a flat fare structure, the new ticketing system?
Yeah, it'll be able
a smart ticketing system,
that.
Yep.
Yeah, it'll be able to handle a regional flat fare and look at innovative ticketing products such as bringing back the old periodical tickets like monthlies and yearlies and weeklies, do that electronically.
Can I jump in there? I was in Sydney catching up with a mate last year. And he dropped me off, you know, he was out sort of in the high end of town, and he dropped me off at a train station and says, you can get to the airport from here. And I said, what do I have to do to get an Oyster card or a Go card or something? He said, no, just use your credit card. You can tap on and tap off with your credit card.
That's right.
And I think it cost me $4 to get, you know, from, I don't know, Woolloomooloo or Double Bay or something around that, all the way to the airport. It cost me nothing, you know, $4.20 just using my credit card. And I thought, why can't I do this in Brisbane?
You're pretty lucky. Normally the fare's a bit higher than that, Steve.
It cost me hardly anything. I mean, I couldn't believe it. Now I don't know, maybe. Yeah. But I mean, it was just simply so easy.
That's right. Yeah, and they're actually moving to that here in South East Queensland or Queensland with the new smart ticketing system, as I said. Now they have set up a fares advisory panel, which is community members. But no one's heard much of them in terms of any engagement with the community. What we'd like to see is some open community consultation so that they can understand what passengers really want from the new fare system, what sort of ticketing products they would like, what sort of fare structure, fare cost would be reasonable. Let's get people using public transport maximally. The benefits are profound.
My guest is Robert Down. He's from the rail group, Rail Back on Track. Robert wants to see a good rail system, a good train system, as does the whole organisation. And we all frequently speak with them because they've got good sources. They get a lot of information and they've got good analysis on what's happening on the train system and the public transport system. 1300 222 612 is the phone number, or you can send a text 0467 922 612. So you're not happy with the zone system. You think a flat structure across the city could work well, and the new smart ticketing system would be able to handle a flat zone, no problem.
Yeah, we're talking about flat fares in particular regions, not necessarily across the entire South East Queensland. Right?
Okay, right.
But just within Pacific regions, for example, if you travel in the Gold Coast region, it would be a one-zone fare. But if you travel from the Gold Coast to Brisbane, you'd have to pay, you know, equivalent to what is the present zonal fare. Now, how that's structured is what they need to look at. The new smart ticketing system, Steve, can handle anything. Anything you can think of in terms of a fair product or a fair cost structure can be delivered by the new smart ticketing system, and including paying with a credit card or a bank card. You'll be able to do that. You'll be able to use a smartwatch as well.
Let me just take a call from a listener while you're here. Sandy of the Sunshine Coast. Hi, Sandy. Tell me your story.
G'day. Yeah, look, I think all the major councils need to send representatives to Medellin in Colombia.
Medellin, now, yeah, okay.
People might know that as the home of Pablo Escobar. 20 years ago, it was the most violent city on the planet. In 2017, it got awarded as the most innovative city on the planet. And the major thing was that the mayor of the city, instead of pouring all his money into police and defence and arms, poured it all into infrastructure and got the most amazing train, bus and cable car system going. It's called the Metro. And now you'd wonder why that would make such a difference. But the cable cars in particular, and I've travelled on them, they're so modern and fantastic. They went up into the ghettos, and that made it cheap and easy for people to come into the city to work. Now,
poor people could get good, reliable, affordable public transport to work and around. Okay.
That took all of the in the days of Escobar, there was 100 murders a week. It's down to about one or something a week. I mean, it hasn't solved all the gang problems. But the main thing is the gang and the drug problems of the youth are because of unemployment. Now, the other thing that they did was to make a thing called Metro Culture, so that it's like an app you get on your phone, and, okay, and it reminds everyone to be polite and... there weren't many people who spoke English.
So social infrastructure change brought about social change, is what you're telling me.
Social change, because on your app you'd get little alerts. Don't forget to help the elderly. Don't forget to look after the kids getting on and off the cable cars. And people said to us, if you're on a cable car or a train and someone offers you a seat, please take it whether you feel like it or not, because it gives them a buzz. And the people are amazing.
All right, look, I'll move it there. I've got to leave it there, Sandy. I'll go back to Robert Dow, because I've got to move on and cross into State Parliament. But it sounds exciting. Robert Dow, have you heard about Medellin's new transport infrastructure system that Sandy's talking about?
No, not in the detail that Sandy's going through, but it sounds exciting. It sounds rather wonderful, in fact.
Yep.
But we believe that our own public transport can be used in a similar manner. If it's made accessible and really affordable,
all right,
people will use it. And when people are using it, it's a lot safer, and you start to get this culture that Sandy was explaining, that public transport is something to be treasured.
Okay, look, I have to leave it there, Robert. Thank you so much. It's Robert Dow from Rail Back on Track.
In an emergency...